USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Chinese government could have prevented hundreds of thousands of deaths around the world by being more transparent about the coronavirus from the beginning. Pompeo says the world is learning from that lesson.
I'm heartened by this newfound realism. The free nations of the world are starting to understand that China doesn't share those democratic values that we hold dear or their economic interests, and that this matters to the entire world.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the core business of our nation does not stop while we fight the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says senators will be filling major vacancies in the federal government while discussing how to prevent a second wave of the virus. McConnell saying his Democratic colleagues who continue to obstruct these nominations will impact national security. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
As he continues to take heat over his handling of the coronavirus crisis in New York, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is also looking into the nursing home deaths, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the more than 4,800 deaths in nursing homes in his state shows just how vulnerable elderly people are to the disease. He also says there's a need to find out how things could have been handled better.
It's something we're studying. We're also doing an investigation with the Attorney General to look at it. We did some very harsh things here that, frankly, I wasn't even comfortable with, but the health experts insisted. No visitors to a nursing home.
Uber is planning to lay off around 3,700 employees as passenger use plummets due to the coronavirus. The company is in a hiring freeze and expects to lose about $20 million, with more layoffs likely. The company also says they're planning to modify their business schedule. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul is speaking out against the current stimulus spending during the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican Senator telling Fox News it's time for folks to get back to work and on with their lives.
If you let people have commerce, if you let them trade, if you take them out from forcible home arrest, our economy will recover. But if you keep everybody under home arrest and say you cannot practice your business, you cannot sell your goods, there will continue to be economic calamity.
A retired NFL superstar has been caught up in a Medicaid scandal in the state of Mississippi. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre facing questions, though currently not charges, for his role in a massive Medicaid misspending scandal in Mississippi. A state audit revealing that the state's Department of Human Services and several nonprofits misspent about $94 million in Medicaid money. It also showed that Favre was paid just over $1 million to make speeches he never gave. Auditors in Mississippi say they're sending their findings to Congress to see if the state would be sanctioned for that misspending.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2013 when three women are rescued from a Cleveland, Ohio house where they had been imprisoned for many years by their abductor. The women all went missing between 2002 and 2004. That abductor was sentenced to life in prison. A month later, he was found dead in his prison cell after hanging himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.